Welcome to Justice for Dean Thomas, a podcast to find justice for the characters and things found in the wizarding world, but from our perspective. I'm your host, Kevin G, and I'm here with CJ, Shantae, and Natasha. What's going on, guys?
What up?
Yo.
Natasha, you here? You there?
You're muted. She's
over here muted talking to herself.
Take Kevin, two.
Kevin muted me there, and I unmuted here, but I didn't even do this.
I didn't remute you. That was all you. That was it. You're
ready to go. Take two. Do it over. Thing.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, leave all of this in there. The world needs to know.
We live in this. We're going.
No, I muted it here and unmuted there. And now, you know what? I don't need this shit.
It's all right. We're here. We're doing it. You can find us on social media platforms at Justice for DT Pod. Also, please like and subscribe. It helps people find the show. Guys, we have some casting news that we're hearing about. And wow.
Are we excited or are we worried?
I am excited, personally. I'm interested.
It's early to be worried, but I'm interested in the choices they're making. And I'm a little surprised at some of the choices they're making.
We're about to hit levels of racism we didn't know was possible.
Actually, we did, because when they cast the Black Hermione, it came on out.
We are aware that they were possible, CJ. We always knew that they could be there and they would be there. This is not new news.
No.
Being Black folk, this is not new news, but this is where we are at. As you know, this is an emergency podcast episode. We're going to get back to our regular scheduled programming like normal. But we felt like this needed to be out there because we wanted to talk about what we were going. Also, our regular scheduled programming, we're back, baby. We're back. We're getting episodes cranked out. So we're back on a regular basis.
That's why you're like a regular scheduled program. I was like, regular?
Special shout out to producer Albert for picking up the slack. Shout out to
producer Albert.
We brought in a producer. He is going through and editing the episodes for us. So sometimes you got to hear about stuff that we talked about, like, you know, last year. But we are back, baby. He is going through the backlog and getting the stuff done. But this episode, this is coming to you. You can stamp the date for March of 2025. That is
so,
don't put the actual date. An actual date, but like it's the month.
You need an actual date because it's a rumor. March 10th, 2025. Happy birthday, Shantae. We are
happy birthday to Natasha. You may be if you're hearing this in real time. If you're hearing this in real time, you might have heard us say happy birthday to them last year. Not sure when that was, but we
recorded that. I'm going to guess it was March.
It was March for sure. And we recorded. I have no idea when that episode actually aired. Couldn't tell you. But CJ, who do you think is going to win March Madness again? Yeah, I don't know. We're going
We'll wait for a bracket
this time. So.
So far, we have some rumors and we have some negotiations.
Yes. Okay, so I don't think anything's going to be like locked in for a while, but the things we have heard, right? See, these are some of the rumors that they're talking, because we're talking casting, specifically casting that we've heard. First, it was rumored that Mark Rylance was going to be playing Dumbledore. And then about a month or two later, John Lithgow said that his final act that he's going to be doing is he will be playing Dumbledore, and they'll start shooting in August of 2025 after he's finished on stage in London.
Which doesn't make sense, because they were very particular about casting British people for the movies. I think there's only like one American in the whole series, and I can't even remember who they are now. And so it's kind of interesting that for one of the major characters, they would cast an American.
And that's interesting.
Could they have done it with the idea that we're going to get Mark Rylance later? Because we tend to lose Dumbledores halfway through the series.
Historically, yes.
And she put a curse on him.
Damn. Well, in November is when it was reported that it was Mike Rylance, November of 2024. February is when Lithgow confirmed that it was him, because there was reports, and he said that he's going to be working with a dialect coach. so that way he can get, I guess, a British accent going to make sure
it's like Dick Van Dyke.
Authentic, I guess.
From Mary Poppins.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. That's what we're hearing. And then the real reason we're here today is because we heard very recently Janet McTeer is going to be McGonagall. And
McGee.
Papa Esiedu, I hope I said that correctly, he will be playing Snape. He is a black British actor that will be playing Snape. And as we already know, controversy has abounded immediately from just the reports of him being cast. And the controversy, and my favorite about this controversy is that they're like, well, he's too pretty to play Snape.
I agree with that. I was like, he's kind of good looking.
100.
Well, it's not necessarily true to the books. And then like down the road, you're like, oh, also, and he's black. That's the reason that we're here and we're saying that this could be a problem.
Here's so, my thing. Want
to bring up, go ahead, Chantay. It's your birthday and all.
Thank you. here's my thing about it. It's just that it's the incel of it all. Like, I always read Snape as this like pathetic loser incel. He couldn't get the girl. So he's like, you know, just this pathetic dude who couldn't let go of like high school drama shit. And so I kind of read that as white. So for me, this is kind of a shock. And I was like, interesting.
He's thin. He's sallow. He's got a large hooked nose with greasy shoulder length. Long, greasy black hair.
Yeah.
Like when you hear long, greasy hair, I don't think of black people.
I certainly don't.
And when they show it, like, is he going to have a perm? How are you going to do that?
He might. Yeah.
But
like Lucius Malfoy, who played him, Jason
Isaacs.
Oh, I was so close. Listen, I tried.
Were you close?
Listen, so she tried to go from the top of the dome. I just saw her do it. It wasn't close, but she tried it.
There was Isaac in there somewhere. But he talked about, you know, how he wore a wig the whole time. He did. In this new world of lace fronts, I'm not too worried about the hair. But
no, I am worried about the hair. Have you seen the Game of Thrones wigs? Some of them are terrible.
The budget got better, and you know the Harry Potter's going in with a good budget from the jump. We know that.
If you give me in book six when we look back and he's got the emo Jimmy Butler look going for me, I love it. I love this. I would love to see it, right? Emo Jimmy Butler, and he has it over his face, and then that's when they're picking on him. I would love to see it. It's going to work for me.
So I spent some time on the Reddit today, and something that...
That's not a good place to be.
That is not a good place to be.
Listen, it was tough, but I did see two really good points I want to share. The
Reddit
first
is...
One,
hold on. Reddit is better than Twitter.
I don't even go on Twitter anymore. I don't go on there with those people. Those people are crazy.
We are still on Twitter, though, so, you know, shout out to us. We'll also be on Blue Sky, though. We're also on Blue Sky. Check us out.
Blue Sky. brought up was that people were unhappy with Alan Rickman's casting at first as well for several reasons. They thought that he was too old. They thought that he was too handsome. Like, Alan Rickman made Snape cool. The Snape of the book is not what Rickman gave us. He gave us gravitas. He gave us the style with the extra long sleeves. His hair, I mean, he was sallow. He was just regular white boy pale. But when his casting was first announced, people were not happy with him. And I was like,
I had no problem with his casting when it was first announced. I loved the casting of Alan Rickman for Snape.
I love him too. He was one of my favorites since I was a child. From Robin Hood, with Kevin Costner, I'm gonna eat your heart out with a spoon. Anywho,
he's also in the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
He was Die Hard, right?
Yup.
Yeah.
Not a Christmas movie. I'm not here for that.
Listen, that's bullshit. But and they also made this point. First movie, you know, Harry didn't have green eyes. Rupert Grint was not gangly. You know, he was a little chunky sometimes. Emma Watson, after, you know, the first movie, she had that sleek hair. So, like, really and truly, there's going to be complaints no matter who is cast in it, but because Natasha, nobody can be completely true to the book.
But Natasha, let's stop this, though, right? This we know why there's complaints, because he's Black. Let's be real. Like that's what the situation is here. And so, like, yeah, they're going to say, like, there's little things, right? That's why I thought it was funny when the article started off with them saying, you know, he's too attractive to be Snape. You know, the nose and things of that nature is not quite to the book. We know it's because he's Black.
Yeah, I mean, not to be the contrarian, but going to like the book description and going back to when Cursed Child first came out and they cast the Black Hermione, at least the description matched her, right? You could go back through the book. There was nothing in the book that totally said she was Caucasian, and you could totally match her. The book is very descriptive of Snape over and over. Like every book they re-describe him, and it is not, you know, a good looking Ghanaian dude, you know? So my only issue with it is not that they cast a Black actor is why are they casting him? Cause he's such a great actor and they know he can pull it off. Are they casting him because they want to, I don't know, make a splash, do controversy? Oh, look, we're being diverse, you know? Cause there are a lot of great characters that they could have cast as Black.
I feel like Madonna just serious surely Black, been a Black woman.
Right. But not just serious Black for Kevin, but like this guy could have played Lupin. He could have played a lot of characters that didn't have such a specific descriptor. And it would have worked perfectly.
If Sirius ends up being Black in this thing,
you're going for it.
I'm a
I know. You're like, I told y'all. And maybe that's who he should be. Maybe he should be Sirius Black. Like, I understand them wanting to have a person of color as a major character. Not that they shouldn't, but like, let's be thoughtful about it.
Shanti, what happens if Kingsley is white?
Oh,
we are rioting in the streets. We are taking to the streets.
If Kingsley is white, too black, and be like, where are these motherfuckers? Don't you do that to me.
Oh my God. One of the few Black characters that is described is not Black.
But we can't be hypocrites. But wait,
Natasha,
listen to this too.
We're not
being hypocrites.
If you give me 30,000 white people and 2 Black people, and you change one of the two, and because you and then you're saying, hey, we're doing like for like, we took one of your 30,000 and made them Black, so we get to take one of the two and make them white. No, man, we out of here.
I'm rioting. I'm
taking the streets.
And I'm the one who's saying that Snape should have stayed white. And there are other Black characters that they can make Black. But Kingsley is another example of a clear description of this character that if they change it, I will have to burn some shit down.
Well, it's funny because like, we didn't know Alicia Spinette was Black until we got the movies.
True.
I don't think they ever stated that Angelina Johnson was Black, but we assumed.
They definitely her name did.
Angelina Johnson.
They definitely did.
She described her as Black. Her name is Angelina Johnson.
Okay, but like we knew Lee Jordan was.
Right.
We knew Angelina was. We Zabini. Obviously knew our namesake.
Zabini.
We knew Thomas. Zabini. We did not know Zabini was till the movie.
We did not know Zabini. I did not
His name was Zabini.
Zabini sounds like Italian.
Yeah. Blaze Zabini.
Blaze. I mean, it could go either way. It could go either way, but
we talked about that Lavender was Black early on, and then she became white.
But again, she didn't have a very clear descriptor, right?
But what I'm getting at is Hermione was Black in Cursed Child. Lavender could be Black, and we could just say that Ron has a type.
You did say that. Also, before I start his
brothers, right? Because George ends up with Angelina. I mean, clearly his family.
We're definitely not making Molly a Black woman. Listen.
That's not what I said. I said George ended up with Angelina.
That's true. So Snape Black also has no. She's Molly is an irresponsible white woman who couldn't feed her children. listen. Now, Snape being Black also has this kind of small issue too. Are we going to show James Potter like bullying a Black kid like in the 70s in the flashbacks? And are we going to have a Black man pining after Lily for an entire 10-year run?
Well, I first mean, off,
that there is pine, an extra layer there, isn't there?
He won't pine after her for 10 years. We don't know that until later. We'll see that later. That is because he's in love with her. We're just going to see him being an asshole for many, many years. That's first off. Secondly, if you make Sirius or Lupin black, James being a dick doesn't matter. Right? If one of them are also black, then it's not like these three white kids.
So wait, so they're going to be like, I'm not
waiting for an additional black character.
No. It's not that I'm not racist. I have a black friend. It's that we are picking on him in general. I'm not going after him
because he's black.
Yeah, because Sirius is also picking on him. It's not just James. So, like, if Sirius is also in there doing the same shit, like, it would probably need to be Sirius over Lupin because Lupin's not really, like, involved in the mess. But if Sirius is out there being the same dick, like, it's like, oh, they're just picking on him because they're picking on him.
Lupin being black would also have racial connotations with him being
a werewolf.
Yeah. So I would prefer
that to me would raise the stakes for him though, right?
That's true. I mean,
he's already getting othered.
Then he has an extra like that to me has a bigger impact, right? To kind of this he's already a werewolf. He's coming in. They're already like, okay, what's this guy's deal? And then he has that extra layer on it. Like that makes more sense to me. Like. And I feel like there should be more black characters in Harry Potter. We've talked about this extensively, but I also don't think it should be gratuitous. I think that's disrespectful to us and to the material when it's just like, okay, here you go. Major character. He's black. All right, guys. Like Snape, going back to the incel of it all, Snape needs to be white, but there are definitely opportunities for other black characters to be major characters in this show. Right.
Let's imagine, like, McGonagall really could have been a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that makes total sense to me in my head.
But, okay, so we have a black state from what we're hearing, right?
Yes.
It's happening.
I have a problem with us having a black Snape. And here's why. Because the Death Eaters were supposed to be Nazis, and you expect me to believe that they would have accepted a black dude?
I think that on them.
Yeah, they're not Nazis. Now, they have Nazi behavior.
They're modeled after Nazis.
They're modeled and they're like an allegory.
Definitely inspired by Nazis. True.
But since they're not Nazis, you can have a black dude that's pure blood and hates them and all that stuff. Because you could say that there was black wizarding families that were pure blood because blood purity has nothing to do with race.
So you're telling me the Death Eaters would have taken Kingsley?
Yeah,
they wish they could have got a king.
If the Shacklebolt family was a longstanding, then yes, and that's where I'm good with the distinction because that does separate that from that. And you're right though. In the books, how I read it, also Nazis, right? I got that.
I mean, if you've seen Cursed Child, Nazis.
Yeah, like,
that's what they are.
Mm-hmm. But that's if we're saying that we're changing. That message because they're similar but not the same. And which is why if the Snape family is a long-standing family.
Point of order, the Shacklebolts are a sacred 28 family. So they would want him, but he don't want them.
He don't want to be with them.
I mean, if they just recast white, you never know.
And listen, if he gets recast white, we're taking the streets. We're hitting the streets.
I will. Burn
I don't know what street.
Place down.
And in this current political climate people, I'm just gonna say it. White folks want to be oppressed so bad, right? Hold on.
Well, the political climate. The reason I'm holding you is because the political climate that we're in is purely an American problem, right? Yep. This is a British show that Warner Brothers just wants to make money off of. So they're doing British actors.
I would push back and say Britain has also been skewing more conservative as of late in that movement. Maybe not with all the racial undertones that we have here, but they've been, you know, skewing that way as well. And I also would say where we go, other folks follow a lot of the time.
I I don't know about in this case, because a lot of them are like, y'all crazy Americans, but like maybe but also too, people, but like y'all but, boss is crazy.
But let's take it to what you said. Warner Brothers is an American company producing this show, right? How much does it feed into the ire here? You have this black man picking on this poor frail white boy.
I'm for not sure how
all these seasons.
I'm not sure how involved Warner Brothers is outside of just making money, right? Because they like they let the in the movies, they made money off the movies and let, as we talked about in the movie episodes, JK kind of like control the casting and stuff. They in fact let her write the movies for those Fantastic Beasts movies and they suck. Like they I don't know how much she is like, not just her being involved, but like Warner Brothers kind of seems like a, hey man, we just want to like collect the checks for this thing. So since we're just collecting checks, do what y'all want to do in terms of getting this done. But that's the only reason I push back on the political, landscape that we're in, because I don't think that that has too much to do with them trying to get the money for what we got going on.
No,
you know
I don't think they're trying to play into it. I'm saying, no, with those two things happening at the same time, you know, what is the response going to be to
racism? You know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's
racism. No matter how it places, it's always going to be racism.
Yeah. And even if it weren't as politically charged as it is now, there's always going to be racism. When Cursed Child came out, it was all racism all the time. When the original movies came out, people were talking about like the allegories and how it connects. It isn't. And like, that's just, they're racist people all the time.
It wasn't okay to be openly racist when Cursed Child came out.
It's all right now.
It seemed like it was because people were not holding back. I tell you that much.
I mean, one of the things that I love seeing after the announcement are the rumor of him being Snape. Someone wrote, oh God, that means we're getting a black Hermione. And I was like, Jesus, y'all, come on. It said, oh God, we're like getting a black
Hermione. The path was paved for a black Hermione by Cursed Child. Like people kind of got used to it and got over it. Like this was their opportunity, because having a major character be black is wonderful. Having one of the golden trio be black, now that's actually making a deliberate move for a deliberate reason. And it still would fit as opposed to the Snape casting.
We got a black Annabeth and Percy Jackson and people were mad. Like, I can't imagine how mad they would be with black Hermione, despite the fact we have historical precedent of a black Hermione. It doesn't make sense.
They
got over Annabeth.
Do we even get this series, or is Trump going to cancel it because of DEI? What happens?
What's he gonna do?
He's gonna say, do not air this on HBO. This is DEI. We are not just adding black characters because we're adding them. Get rid of it. DEI out of here.
He's like, those blackies don't even read. Oh Jesus. I can't deal with it.
It's tariffs on the whole show.
One thing though that I thought
not was raising the price of HBO Max. Fuck that. No, see, no, I'm canceling.
One thing I thought was super interesting though was that when it was rumored, some of the first comments I saw were like, he better have some thick skin because this is going to be a journey. And it's crazy because whoever wrote that first was correct, because it has been days at this point and we have heard a lot about this casting and we haven't seen a single second of tape. You know what I'm saying? And this is and it's a shame that him even signing up for this role begins the hate and the vitriol. One of my favorite things that I hear about, it's not even a favorite thing, it's a joke, but like when people talk about getting death threats, like these actors and stuff, like most of the death threats nowadays, they come in any kind of social media and usually from nameless, faceless accounts that they are just trying to be assholes. And so I'm sure he has gotten a copious amount of threats and comments that are sitting in his request folder that he ain't open because he probably shouldn't, for his own mental stability.
His own sanity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hearing these people, like, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a long journey. And though this the series not supposed to air until late 2026, from what I'm hearing, probably around December. It's going to be a long ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to drop it on Harry's birthday. That would be dope. They should drop it on
that would be dope, but everything is December or January. Like December of 26. Basically, January Q4 27. Of 26, Q1 of 27 is when we're looking at it. That's a long time for someone to be rumored to fuck up. Like, remember what happened to Jonathan Majors? He was about to be the face of the MCU, and then like shit just fell out. Like,
I mean, Mr. Say, oh, I'm not gonna say that. Never mind.
They're gonna be coming after him, and like they're gonna try to bait him. They're gonna try to get rid of him,
which will be very difficult for such a major character. So
yeah,
he better just go get a bunker somewhere and
just stay off social media.
Just stay off social media. Don't go outside. Don't interact with people.
I mean, he could also like not pull a Jonathan Majors and, you know, like not be out here putting your hands on people and like calling the girlfriend Coretta Scott. Can't, you know, like black folks were even done with Jonathan Majors. We were like, oh no, good luck, brother. You know, appreciate it.
Oh man, you had everything right in front of you, dog. You were in Creed 3.
We were rooting for you.
He was in arguably one of the worst, like one of bottom five MCU movie, and all people could talk about is how good he was and how bad that movie would have been if he wasn't in it. And he was in Creed 3. And since he disappeared.
Forget that. They talked about how great he was in Loki season one. Like, and he had one episode.
One episode. Like, and everyone's like, oh my gosh.
Just through, you know what I'm saying? They gave him everything. Yeah. He had the world,
and he lost it.
Shout to him. He's dating Megan Good still. You know what I'm saying? She good Christian girl.
He had the world.
How long does that contract run? Do we think?
Because they've been. I mean, we haven't heard any engagement rumors, which I don't expect to. But like, when is that gonna?
Oh no, that's expire. Popped up.
Oh, you've heard?
Yeah, I will say this. Recently, With Love, Megan came out on Netflix, and you know, the folks predictably went a little crazy and racist. They're even racist toward the mixed folks. And you know, that
one like, drop, Natasha, one drop that catches the heat. You know what I'm
saying? Well, they've been racist against Meghan Markle since the beginning. So they just kind of recycled the old same old shit.
Right. But my point is, though, what did that make us do? All the black women on Threads and Instagram, oh, we're all going to binge watch With Love from Megan. So there's going to be a ton of black folks talking about, I don't even read Harry Potter. But she is, you know what, Megan, Duchess of Sussex. You're right, not Markle. But it's going to be a whole lot of black folks all of a sudden into Harry Potter just because they want to support these folks. I do believe that. So they're about to get a whole new audience. People going to be mispronouncing names. Black folks going to be running around with wands. Like, it's, you know.
Oh, have you been seeing that on Insta? Those people who are, I don't even know where they are. Are they in St. Louis or something? And they be rolling up on people with wands. Like, don't get caught slipping.
And they all got wands ready to go.
I have a wand.
They're all.
I love it. It's so funny.
People are underestimating how much of a black fan base Harry Potter already has.
But I still haven't seen any like black spellings of Hermione.
You're not looking in the right place, dog. I mean, that's all it is. Like, I'm sure they're out there. You're just not looking in. You're looking under the wrong rock.
I don't encounter a lot of kids because they would be kids. Although some of them might be coming up on adulthood at this point.
But you know why? It's because it was what you call it. It's such a British name. Like, that's just such
It's great, Hermione. I've had a couple of kids come through my schools as a Hermione, but they spelled it the way it's spelled in the book. But they weren't black. They were, one was El Salvadorian, the other one. These are like aspirational American names. Like, I'm going to name you this thing, and then the American people will love you because you're from like Harry Potter. Mm-hmm.
Like Mercedes. That's the aspirational.
Like Mercedes.
Princess.
Cadillac, you know what I'm saying? Oh my God. I have a kid named Cadillac. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Porsche. Okay,
we get the Porsches, we get the princesses, we get the angels. They're never princesses and they're never angels. Just don't do it.
Diamond? What about Diamond?
I've had a Diamond.
What about his actual acting? Have you guys seen anything that
Mr. Day was in? He's a British actor. I ain't seen a damn thing.
Well, apparently he's cut his teeth with Shakespeare. He's a Shakespearean actor. Yeah. So.
I was seeing that. He's doing a lot of plays. He was Hamlet.
He was the first Black Hamlet for the Royal Shakespeare Company.
So they figured he was used to the racism, so he'd be good.
He already built his armor. The first Black Hamlet, that is sad, because he is not that old. He's very young.
Yeah, he was Hamlet. Apparently, he was in the best Black Mirror episode, too, of that season.
So he was in the Black Mirror episode, Demon 79. Where most people would recognize him, I would say, would be from Murder on the Orient Express. He was Sergeant Campbell. I did not see that movie.
I saw it. I still don't know who he was. He must have been. Oh, he's the dude at the end when they get off the boat and everyone's kind of dead and he like helps them. He has like one line at the end of the movie.
Yeah, if
that's who I'm thinking of. That's him. He has like one line at the end of the movie. Leslie Odom did great in that movie, though. Good job for him.
I love Leslie Odom.
I do, too.
The Lazarus Project on the BBC.
I thought Lazarus Project was on TNT.
Well, it got him a British Academy Television Award for Best Actor nomination. So that was a big deal.
I'm sure he is a terrific actor.
I was impressed with his Hamlet clips, for sure.
So I don't think, but that's not the issue for me. I think the issue is this gratuitous?
Maybe he just went in and killed it. Maybe it was just like Halle Bailey for Little Mermaid. He went in and killed it, and he was the best one who showed up for the job. So should they have taken a less effective white boy?
They do all the time.
I'm literally laying it out there.
Maybe regular operating procedure.
Natasha, we are doing DEI. We're no DEI. We are not taking any people of color, even if they're more qualified, because we're only taking the best qualified person, no matter what race they are, unless they're white, and then they get a pass. But don't you know how this works?
Also,
DEI works.
Also, Natasha, The Little Mermaid was set in the Caribbean. Why would you think that Ariel was white?
Listen, they think Jesus is white, too.
I don't know. People were up in arms. She can't be Black. She's a mermaid. There's no mermaid, as far as we know.
So Black people can't swim? That's what you're saying?
That's what they said. They said they put us on the boats and the niggas couldn't swim. So, you know.
They're trying to be up where they walk, up where they run. That's all they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? That's all they're trying to do around.
They were mad Elphaba was Black and she's green the whole movie.
Like, she ain't even Black. She green, dog. Like, calm down.
The whole movie, she's green. Relax all your nerves.
I'm laughing so hard because they were mad that Elphaba was played by a Black person and she green the whole time.
She green the whole time.
Mad that it was played by a Black woman. That is true and so funny. Because the character's not even Black. She green. They're like, how dare they?
How dare she have micro braids, ma'am?
Well, now they're mad that Cynthia Erivo is Jesus. So I'm just bringing it back. They believe Jesus is white.
They do. You know what? Like, it has to be tiring to uphold such delusion all the time. Like, why to uphold the idea that your greatness is like based on the subjugation of others? And that's the only way you could be great. Like, can you imagine the fucking mental burden of just
I don't think there's much mental burden. The only time you see that mental or cognitive dissonance is when it's proven that they're not as great as they keep saying they are. Like, you know, they have to like keep like, yeah, we're the best. And then when you say, okay, receipts, and they go, don't you fucking ask me for receipts, you know? So that's when I feel like it's embedded in so much that they're just like, yeah, this is the way it's supposed to be. And then when they get evidence to the contrary, that's when you see that they can't mentally handle it.
When you ask for receipts. No, you just ask for receipts, and they're like, DJ Khaled, we the best.
That's it. That's all we got.
Another one.
But what about receipts?
Another one.
That's it. It's tough out here in these streets. I'm excited. I'm still excited for the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm still stoked for the show. I'm excited to see here. I think dude's going to kill it in the role, really. I do think he's going to probably be good in the role. I think there's going to be controversy leading up to and then through. But I also think that if we get another black actor, then we'll forget about this one and they'll be mad about that one. That's exactly how that's going to work. Of course.
That is true. And so, everyone's going to be, no matter who they cast in any of these roles, they're going to be stacked continuously against the movie. So
no matter who's playing the role. And that's what's crazy is that, like you said earlier in the show, that they did not want Alan Rickman. Then they got him. And then they're like, this dude's not Alan Rickman. But like, you didn't want him either, though. Like, what happened? Like, you didn't want that dude? No way. They're like, but he's not going to be him. And like, every picture I've seen is Esedu versus, next to Alan Rickman. Every single picture. And so like, no matter who it is, the person's not going to be that other person. True. No matter how you slice it. And even when you get a better portrayal of Ron because Ron sucks, they're still going to be like, this is not Rupert Grint. It's ridiculous.
I will say one thing that would be truly racist. Molly Weasley and the Weasley family cannot be Hispanic. Like, we're not going to play into that whole trope of like Hispanic people have really big families and just like have too many children they can't feed. Like, that would be beyond the pale for me.
Well, then the whole group would be need to be Hispanic, and I think they would keep the fact that they're redheads. I don't think that they can get rid of the fact that they all have bright red hair. And
there are a lot of redheaded Hispanic people, or Latinx, or whatever. There are a lot of redheads. It's a major trait. It really is.
Like, that would be quite interesting.
She cannot
make,
be like
you could make that happen, even though you probably shouldn't.
You really should not. That's not the type of diversity we're looking for.
Listen, diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's what we got to do around here. Even though it's been canceled, we still got to do what we got to do.
Listen, Jesus, help us all. I cannot. Then when do we think they're going to make actual decisions on this cast?
I think they've made them and they're slowly but surely putting out, like, I don't think we're going to hear about the Golden Trio until right before it comes out. I feel like that's going to be a big reveal and everyone's going to be like,
meh. It's going to be some unknowns because you can't have like some famous kids doing it.
Yeah.
The last thing we're getting is the kids.
Yeah.
I could see that.
And they're going to announce everything when they announce the kids because the kids are the faces of the franchise.
Yeah, that's when there's going to be the big announcement of the show and the date, and it's going to be a big reveal.
They're going to need to drop some trailer or something. We got to see something, like a little snippet.
If Warner Brothers knows how to market this thing, and I think they do, they know that the kids cannot leak. But they can't leak but a day before, at the most. Mm-hmm. If they're going to leak at all, it has to be no more than a day. Because that is, as CJ said, that's the thing they're going to be the faces of the franchise. Right. And whoever the new Harry is the new Harry. And they know he's going to be ripped apart. And I know they're going to tell him, listen, be ready.
But it's like, can you be the new Harry? Like, Mark Hamill will always be the face of Star Wars. Like, he will always be Luke Skywalker. Do we give a damn about anybody who came after?
Daisy Ridley got huge.
Carrie Fisher was huge.
And like, not different franchise. She was
in the original, right? Carrie Fisher was in the original.
She was in the original. But like, you want to talk about different franchises and kids that are like, it's going to change your life. Look at Bella Ramsey playing Ellie in Last of Us. When she got cast, all these people were like, she doesn't look like Ellie. She's not Ellie. Not my Ellie. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you're fantasizing about a 14-year-old girl.
Fucking relax.
Look, incel. You know, no wonder you idolize Snape so much. But like, you're upset that this child doesn't look like a child. A
fictional character that was made up. So like, they have to find the one person that looks exactly like this made up character. Come on.
Yeah, you're mad that this child is not pretty enough to be the child that you fantasize about. And now we get Last of Us 2. There's a 5-year jump, which not a spoiler, but spoiler alert, because we know Last of Us 2 is coming out next month. Mm-hmm. But Ellie is 19 in that one, but people are still mad because she's, quote unquote, not pretty enough to be Ellie. It's stupid. And, like, we're upset that because Snape might end up being black, you feel like it's going to take away from the story. There is nothing in the story about Snape being white or black or green like Elphaba that is going to change the story.
Correct.
Can I say something really shallow?
Sure.
Liam Hemsworth is not as cute as Henry Cavill, and I feel like I can't watch The Witcher anymore because he's not the Witcher that I fantasized about.
Where are we going with this? I will say
I just
this.
Can't do it.
I agree.
I don't like the cut of his jib. I don't like it.
I agree. I do feel like they prettied him up. He looks better than he's ever looked, but it's still not good enough. You're
it's
correct.
Not good
I
enough.
I just like the fact that Natasha said, I've been holding on to this for a while, and I just needed a place to stay. You know what I'm saying? I just needed a place to talk Witcher somewhere. Right? That was it.
I'm just saying.
We are a nerd podcast first, even though we're talking about Harry Potter.
I had no clue where she was going with that. I'm like, Liam
I didn't either until she is. She goes like, "Oh, she's talking about The Witcher." She's like, "Liam Hemsworth." I was like, "Did he get cast?" I
no,
hear that.
No. We did it.
Who is he supposed to be?
They are both from the Britannica. You know, it's kind of related. I'm just saying,
Liam Hemsworth is Australian.
I feel like it's probably time for me to wrap this up. So thank y'all for joining us. Our new episodes will be out every other Wednesday. So check that out every other Wednesday. You have there for 2 weeks. And then new episode coming out after that. Like I said, we got producer doing what he's got to do to get these episodes cranked out. So I appreciate him. You can find CJ at Keyboard Sarcasm.
Keyboard Sarcasm. Yes, sir.
You can find Shantae at The Villain Shantae on Instagram. You can find Natasha at Hermione underscore danger with the E's as threes.
I'm a black girl, Hermione.
You can find me at KG Fury. Also, you can find the show at Justice for DT Pod on Blue Sky, Twitter, and Instagram, and on Facebook. Thank y'all for joining us. This casting episode is adjourned. Good night.
Bye. Toodles.
Peace.